In this world, the spirit is nurtured by love and healed by the medicine of artists, at times inspiring the most gracious of prayers. It is said that music can soothe the savage beast, that laughter is the best medicine, and poetry can make us feel deeper by insight. Stories bring us together through time and space. The song is like a picture. It tells a story. La gente dicen que música puede calmar la bestia salvaje, que riendo es el mejor medicina, y poesía hace sentir los sentimientos más profundos de nuestra mente y alma. Las historias hacemos más juntos entre tiempo y espacio. Y una canción es como un poto, dice una historia. I would like to humbly present The Medicine Show, a variety show which features artists producing original material and which is therapeutic because it reflects our culture, which in turn stimulates thought and reconsideration to a positive outcome. For goodness sake, The Medicine Show. Welcome to the Vancouver Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Broadcast, webcast, and podcast from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver is crossing borders with Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam people. BC is some of the last unceded lands. That's the Malawi Mouse Boys. Welcome to the Medicine Show. I'm Jason Lawrence. This is DJ Ray. How you doing, DJ?
Oh, I'm doing very good. Thanks, JJ. What's up with you?
Well, it's been a heck of a holiday.
Yeah, had years.
How's been your holiday there?
Oh, it's been great.
Well, we
lots of stuff.
Did you do the traditional Christmas with the tree and everything?
No, I was over at my mom's site. Couldn't get a chance to get a tree on over there. So, no hard feelings, Mom. But we'll try again next year.
Well, I didn't do it either. No. I don't do the tree or the presents.
Yeah,
it's been a very nice thing in life. So anyway, tonight we are featuring a couple of guests: 14-year-old Marvin Thiel and a group called
Kids
These Days.
Yeah, and he's in the house right now.
In the house. I got a radio station. Everybody likes to say it's the house, right?
Well,
no matter where they are.
I call the studio the house.
It's a house thing.
Yes, absolutely. And
you know what they used to say in the 80s? The guys actually wrote a song goes, because I'm housing.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what housing means?
That anybody? No.
Okay, 14-year-old Marvin Thiel. How you doing, Marvin?
Good.
Good. Let's boost up your volume a little bit.
All right.
I'll get you some headphones in a second here. There you go. We can start with those. 14-year-old Marvin Thiel is from Victoria for the last 2 years and was a world traveler for the last 12 years, doing China, Germany, and USA. Usually performs by himself or with his drummer. Tonight, it's going to be a solo performance.
Do you travel a lot?
Yeah, I do. A lot.
That's good.
A lot. So, yeah, that is, and so I'll give you a pre-warning. Our word of the day is called home, so you can contemplate that.
H-O-M-E,
home. And I thought of that because you're our guest, you know? Hey, the kids these days are setting up in the background. How you doing, kids?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Right on. Okay, so.
That's for the next show, next segment.
That's, yeah, they're also going to be playing, and blah, blah, blah. You are composing music for an upcoming film.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
And January 10th, you're going to be at the Spiral Cafe in Victoria.
Yes, that's right.
Starting at around 7 p.m.
Right.
You can... So what song do you want to start us off with first?
I think I'll start with a new song that I've written, and it's called Fishy.
Fishy?
Fishy, yeah.
Right on.
Something's fishy around here.
Okay,
so Jason's trying to adjust the microphone here so that it's all good. And it's all
Absolutely.
Good?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And it's all good now?
I hope so. Let's
All right.
go ahead. And what was the song?
Fishy.
Fishy. Fish. Yes.
Okay. Take it away.
All right. Let's...
song called Fishy, and Excellent. We have who do we have?
Well, this is Marvin.
Marvin by Marvin.
Marvin
yes.
Thiel. This is Marvin Thiel. Hi. And so you want to go right into another song?
Sure.
That'll be great.
We're just enjoying it.
All right.
Absolutely. Keep going.
Okay.
This next song is
In the Woods.
In the Woods.
Is the volume okay? Everything.
Everything's hopefully yeah. okay. Yeah, right. sure.
Yeah, we're doing really good. It's nice to be loud like that.
Absolutely.
It's not actually as loud as you may think it sounds. Because yeah. you may want to turn down his monitors a little bit.
Is it too loud in his monitor?
It was clipping a little bit, so I was just...
Yeah, turn down this. Technicalities. Oh, yeah. So...
Better?
Yeah, yeah. I think, okay. Yeah, should be good.
All right. Marvin on the guitars on the Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're also online at CITR.ca. And we're also on Facebook at CITR Radio. That's a nice one. Thank you. That was really good.
Marvin, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's Marvin Thiel. Marvin can be spelled Marvin is Marvin, but Thiel is T-H-I-E-L-E.
Yeah, it's German, so.
Nice.
It's actually pronounced Thiele, if you wanted to say it the German way.
Okay.
And so yeah. You are, your parents are German and Chinese.
So my dad's German, my mom's Chinese, so I'm like a mix, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Real and multicultural.
That's why you were living in Germany and China.
Yes.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, our word of the day is home. Mm-hmm. And I know you travel a lot.
Home is where the heart is.
And everything. So that can be really difficult on anybody growing up that way. So do you feel that that home is something? How does that prioritize in your life?
Home? I'm not quite sure what it is anymore because like of all the moving, but I'd say for me it's Shanghai, China. That's where I'd consider home.
Shanghai?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I've lived there the longest for like 5 years. So yeah.
Okay, and so being that you're home,
right?
You're now here. Have you found people that you can relate to here, and do you miss back there?
I found people I can relate to here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll settle here?
Settle here? Probably not.
No?
Not in Victoria. Might come to Vancouver, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. Do you think that you'll ever make a permanent home in anywhere on the planet?
No, I don't.
Do you feel some sort of empathy or sympathy for people who are displaced all over the world for without any choice? Because, I mean, you know what that's like.
I think it's good and bad for you, like anything. So.
But you're mostly a traveler, am I right?
Yeah.
And you also said that you believe that it was sort of very healthy to push your comfort zones.
Yeah, exactly. The more you sort of experiment and try new things, I think it's very good for you.
And that also affecting, you know, your sense of home. So Shanghai. Now, I was saying that, you know, touching on that people connect with things that are not always in their comfort zone. Your comfort zone is your home and your nest, hopefully, right. And or wherever you are that you lay your head at night. And then going out and getting, like, coming in contact with your community and getting involved in anything outside of what you are would be stimulating to anybody. And you found that in, you were telling me about living in Shanghai, you saw people, I was mentioning people who isolate right in big cities.
Yeah.
Which would be the contrast of what we're talking about. So you actually saw some effect of people, you know, it bothered them even emotionally and brought them to a sense of, they were unable to cope in a certain way.
In Shanghai, the dynamics are weird. Like, if you're walking around and you see someone and you like a stranger, say, like, here, you can say hello or good morning, something like that, and it's completely normal.
Right.
But if you were to do that there, it would be, like, weird. Like, the people could be like, why are you saying
hello? You get that sometimes in Vancouver.
Right.
But, I can imagine. And so did you see cases of sort of mental illness developing from all of that isolation in such a civic community?
It's just the people there sort of, they just sort of mainly care about their family and their closest friends. And that's sort of like where they close themselves off to that. And then like anyone else on the outside is sort of like they don't want to socialize with anyone else. So, yeah, coming here was a huge, like, difference. And it was
learning experience.
It was weird, yeah, because I was horrible at socializing, which I didn't know back there. Right. I never had to do it.
So are you seeing the good and the bad of that effect then, I guess?
Yeah,
Well, that's good. So you like, to switching over, you like scuba diving?
Yes, I do.
What is the Turks and Caicos? You were telling me about this. It's one of the Caribbean islands?
Yeah, it's an island. I was there like 3 days ago. 3 days ago, yeah.
Sounds beautiful.
It is. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And I asked you if you like video games, and you talked to me about possibly that they can be an unhealthy thing as well.
Yes. In third grade, I got addicted to this online video game called RuneScape. Mm-hmm. And I played like crazy. I got to level 69 or something.
What's the description of that?
The game?
Yeah. Tell people you don't what it is.
It's like you create this sort of character and you train him in like different things, right? Like farming, baking, I think, fighting, defense, stuff like that. And then as you train him, his levels progress.
Like when those like it's one of those Sims apps. Games, it's where it's a simulated world,
and you get quite attached to the character. Actually, you're like he's very important to you.
Wow! And so I sometimes like to ask people on the show how do they feel about video games, and you seem to think that there is kind of a danger for young people.
I don't think it's a danger, but you kind of
addiction.
You get sucked into it, and then you're not really like. You got to stay in your real life, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because if you're just gaming all the time, you may not realize it, but you're kind of wasting your time, I think.
Yeah, it's more
I didn't mean like bloody danger, but that could be a psychological danger.
That's a possibility. I was going to say something about that.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, I was going to say something about the video games. It can really be hooked on people, and it can be really violent at the same time. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mixing the goods and the bads.
Well, so do you say that music is, when it comes to music, if it's beautiful, it's good.
Yes. Yeah.
If it's good, it's good.
It's good.
Good
yeah.
is good.
I mean, I won't say like only one genre is good music. Like any genre can have great music. It's
well, the last song was good.
Okay.
Well, it's really okay. Good. So I like that how that leaves room for different styles. When you say that, do you find it a responsibility to play music that is very natural to you and sounds like good? Because there's some people who like there's two kind of different thoughts that I could think of. Some people like to rebel and play something caustic on purpose to get people's attention to, you know, I'm pissed off or something, right? Or then there's people who believe that you should try and make music that will bring harmony to the world. So I kind of like I've listened to your stuff and it sounds like very like harmony based and stuff like this. So do you feel kind of a responsibility to stick to that? Or you also challenge yourself, I guess, as different
well,
styles.
The people who are angry make angry music. That's because it's sort of their release. And I totally understand that. I actually, I used to be a huge like hard rock and grunge type fan. And I loved like almost like metal music was I used to love that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, some heavy music can be very therapeutic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm hoping that we'll get time to play these guys. Byzantine Blue was on our show earlier in the year. One of our few, you know, I really wanted to do a bit of a, you know, when those end of the year special, play a whole bunch of people that have been
on
the show.
Kind of like look back on our stuff.
But this is the, you know, we'll just keep going with this theme and hopefully we can get to some Byzantine Blue in between the two sets and we'll play something that's a 9-minute song that's just transcendental. Wow. Anyway, so that's why I say if we have the time. Let's just go. Well, how about if we have another song and then we'll talk about, real quick, touch on the availability of more Marvin Thiel.
Okay, sure.
What do you want to play?
I'll play An Underwater Bowl.
Excellent.
All right, Marvin.
Sick and sad must be left to rot, but that's just mad as the world again. As a sleep shouts, mad as entire game, as it dies out. We are an underwater bowl. I swim alone. Creatures,
All right. Thank you, Marvin. We're going to go and come back in a moment. This is the Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM, also online at citr.ca.
Teen music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
This is the year where we learn to fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear. Love call.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit craigcardiff.com.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Yes, this is the Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We can say whatever the heck we want. Woo! All right, I'm DJ Ray. And we have Marvin
Tila.
Tila.
Yeah.
I always get a pronunciation wrong.
That's
so,
all right.
Now you have. So we're about, so your family's from Germany and your family's from Asia, am I right?
China, yeah.
So where exactly, there's my question, where exactly were you born? In China or in Germany?
I was born in Beijing, but I only lived there for 2 years when I was a baby, and then I moved to Germany. So.
Here comes the JJ here.
Well, I don't want to get in the way around here.
So but anyways.
What is there anything like some ancient Chinese secret you could share with us about medicinal healing or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, ancient Chinese secret.
Ancient Chinese secret.
I know a way to cure hiccups if you want.
Scare the shit out of somebody. What is
oh,
it?
Oh, I
us.
Get a lot of hiccups. I really needed it.
No, no, please.
And holding my breath isn't one of them.
All right. Well, you hold your breath, but you drink small sips of water at the same time.
Okay.
And you don't breathe, and then you sip up 10 small sips. Usually does it,
sips.
If not 15, okay. And then your hiccups will be gone.
Really? And not somebody to scare you like that.
Well, also, they used to do this thing where you'd hang your head upside down and drink a sip of water backwards.
Do yoga.
So the water thing, I've heard just different ways of drinking water and holding your breath and stuff.
Right.
Mm. I've heard these things. So anything that you find is like any special treats that you miss back there? What kind of food was... What do you miss?
There's all kinds of food that's just delicious there. I don't know exactly how to say them in English. Baozi, dumplings.
Dumplings, yeah. Yes.
Dumplings, okay. There's fried rice and noodles,
right.
Soup, noodles and soup. On the local streets, you can just walk around and go into a shop and it's like $1.50 for a soup full of noodles. And stuff. It's wonderful.
So... Is there some really, really, really intensely delicious recipes for soup? Like, I just don't get it. All these, like, the big fat on soup, it's like...
I think a lot of them have, like, some artificial stuff in them.
Yeah. It's so good because it's artificial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Well, so do you want to play us another song?
If you want, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Before we do that, why don't you tell somebody a little bit more where they can, like, because you have music. You did an album a year ago at 13 years old. You sound so wise and look so, you know, adult and everything, and this guy's like 14. Keep this in your mind when listening. And it sounds like this also sounds like my mic is cracking, but it's not so bad. Okay, so you can get this one on iTunes.
Yeah, on iTunes. It's called An Underwater Bowl.
Underwater bowl.
Yeah. I had this weird, like, thought that we were on, like, a little, like, you know, the brain in the jar thing. Those
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's me. At
wow.
Yeah, yeah. And did you know about who's all the famous people whose brains are in a jar preserved, like, you know, Napoleon or something? But or was that just his penis? It's true. It's in the Guinness Book or that word book. Anyway, go ahead with the fishbowl. I mean the. Underwater bowl.
I get that a lot, actually. The
yeah?
Thing. Yeah?
Because you got the fishy song, too. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that one's actually not on the album.
No?
Yeah, no.
Okay, but you can go to iTunes, look for an Underwater Bowl by Marvin Thiel.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Am I saying it wrong? Is it not Thiel? Is it Thiel?
It's Thiele, but everyone says Thiel.
Okay, well, I think the other way sounds cooler. How do you say it again?
Thiele.
Thiele.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds actually like a color or something.
Color.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on. All right. Well, they do. They have a color. Teal.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead with that song.
Yes, go for it.
Well, turn on the rest of the microphones. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody.
What if I didn't want to talk?
Welcome to the Medicine Show. We're back, and we have kids these days in the band. They're here. We have kids They're these here. Days, which is a band here. Welcome, a band that is in the studio with us. So,
he had lost his thought. Folks.
Yeah, I just completely forgot the whole intro. Uh-oh. A group called Kids These Days, Houston Masterson, Houston Matson Moore?
Yeah.
Plays electric guitar, bass and sings, and writes the music. He used to play with the drummer Spencer yes. in their last band, Jamon. Also North Vancouver, also from North Vancouver, their current trio, plus two others, used to be the members of a band called Phlegm. That's so disgusting. I can't believe that. But that's rock and roll for you, right? Okay, so they used to be in Phlegm, and this is how they started playing together. Massimo Adolfo. Adolfato plays bass. Yeah, Massimo Adolfato.
That's good enough.
Plays bass. Spencer Chapman plays drums. Used to play for Jamon and Phlegm. That's disgusting. Maintaining an upbeat and psychedelic journey and taking people on the ride. They are playing tomorrow night, January 3rd, at Lanaluz. With Oh No Yoko and the Eastwoods. Show starts at 8 p.m. Where is Lanaluz? It's at 362 Powell Street. That's where it is. Near Main Street. On the other side of the tracks. East of Maine.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, so I actually looked that up.
And
I did the research for this intro, okay?
And what did you look up?
Well, that's I looked up the address for Lanaluz.
Yes,
they were playing. So the band These Kids These Days. That's the name of the band. Kids These Days. They're playing the elusive, extremely exclusive, yet not to be conducive until they release their upcoming EP. They're hoping for an early spring release. They have been hosting art shows with live music in North Vancouver. And they will put together put on their third such show in December.
If there is such a show.
No, in like what? What 6th? In like February 6th? March 6th?
Yeah, we're not quite certain yet. But,
it's coming on a 6th or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. If you check out House Shows, like the page House Shows on Facebook, and they're the current promoters for all of our events, so best way to stay up to date.
You know, that's a lot of pressure.
Here.
Everybody says, like us. Do you like us?
Just to following people.
I know. It's just the way it's set up. It's that you have to like something to follow it, and it doesn't make any sense because what if you just kind of admire it or you hate it, but you want to know what they're up to? I want to know what those suckers are up to.
You can always say dislike.
So
true.
You can go to, on Facebook, you can go to at Vancouver Medicine Show is for Twitter. Right. I mean, for Facebook, and then Van Medicine Show is for Twitter, and you can like us or follow us and all that stuff there.
I don't know why Facebook always wants to positive. That's why they always want like instead of dislike. There you go.
Dislike me.
Yeah.
At least they'll be saying something.
That's something negative. That's not what Facebook wants to do for some reason.
Okay. So I'm actually delaying the intro because these guys are, they're tuning and doing their thing. So that's okay. So to know, they've been hosting these art shows, which sounds really cool. To know more about their upcoming shows and events, check out their the House Shows on Facebook. How does it go again?
All Ages Vancouver Music Scene's another place.
Right.
That's promoting these events.
Beautiful. You know what I think we should do?
I just had deja vu feeling. I don't know why.
Oh, wow, man.
I think we've been in this situation before.
Put on number 6.
Yeah, I'll bring it. I'll put it in.
Okay, so we're going to listen to... over the last year, since we started the Medicine Show, we've had quite a positive response from the show. People
it's
are saying they're feeling good.
It's almost
and
a year.
They've been taking their medicine every Friday night at 11 to 12:30. We had a bit of fluctuation in the beginning, here we are on a regular viewing. And we had Rick Genge in the studio, which he's from the Spider Lodge in Chilliwack. And his wife and him, Lori Paul, from the Spider Lodge and the Spider Lodge from Chilliwack, has been on the show. Well, she didn't come on. Rick came on with a couple of his students from the Spider Lodge, and they were really incredible. Here's some music from them. And
number 6.
This is from Mighty Fine Time from Lori Paul, his wife.
Let's say that my memory is not failing. Let's say it's getting better all the time. Well, maybe we could make like we learned from our mistakes. Pour some more wine, my friend. Why don't you just pour us some more wine? Can we agree this world is one fine mess, my friend? Odds are it always will be. And then we'll light another drink and we will roll another smoke. And then we'll play a few more for free, my friend. I wanna play a few more for free. We'll allow it's possible to change, whether it's likely or not. And then we'll play a few more songs, and I'll sing along, cause you're still keeping mighty fine time, my friend. And we always have a mighty fine time. Let's step out into the midnight air, my friend, out under that Chilliwack blue moon. Oh, thank you for the fish
sure hope that you'll be coming back soon, my friend. I'm always hoping you'll be coming back soon. We'll allow it's possible to change, whether it's likely or not. And then we'll play a few more songs, and I'll sing along. You're still keeping mighty fine time, my friend. And we always have a mighty fine time. Let's say that my memory is not failing. Let's say it's getting better all the time. Well, maybe we could fake like we learned from our mistakes. And maybe you could pour some more wine, my friend. Why don't I just pour some more wine? 'Cause you're still keeping mighty fine time, my friend. We always have a mighty fine time.
Driving west on Texas 71, burning up the Lexus in the Texas sun. An hour from Austin, the day near done. I saw a sign that said, cold beer sold here. Well, I figured, what's a fella to do? Thought I'd stop and have a brew. Found a table at Peter's Barbecue, across from handsome Molly and her mother, so dear. Well, handsome Molly got married last summer. There she sat, saying, what a bummer. 30 years old and not getting any younger, she said. If I wanna have a baby, now's the time to do it. She was sitting there chopping up a plum cobbler, talking about popping out a crumb gobbler, dreaming about cleaning up toddler slobber. She said, I got a husband and I know how to use it. Handsome Molly was quite the looker. She would have made a mighty fine hooker. If she wasn't tied down, I'd have took her for a long joy ride in my Lexus. It was then I remembered I was in the Bible Belt, and that caused my smile to melt. For if Molly knew what was on my mind, well, she'd probably call me a sexist swine. Hell, with thoughts like mine, I just can't win. Every thought in my mind's a genuine sin. There's no use lying, I might as well begin to walk the path of the Heavenly Father. Maybe then I'd get a woman like Molly, twice as handsome and three times jolly. With a little luck, me and pretty Polly, we'd have ourselves seven crumb gobblers. Oh, I was driving west on Texas 71, burning up the Lexus in the Texas sun. An hour from Austin, the day near done. I saw a sign that said, cold beer sold here.
All right.
All right.
This is the Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you sure?
We're also online at CITR.ca.
We like to party.
And we
right?
like to party.
Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Welcome back. This is the Medicine Show. Who's our guest, Jason?
Well, our guests are kids these days.
We're the kids in America.
They're locals. Hey, yeah. Guys, say hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, bud.
Yay.
You're sharing this mic with me.
Oh, whoa. Sounds good to me. Yeah. Hey, how's it going,
guys? I all of a sudden feel like Elvis.
Vancouver. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
There we go.
So I already did the intro. This is Kids These Days. Do you have a website that they can check out? You got anybody
yeah,
to
check
see?
On house shows on Facebook. Like their page. Stay up to date with cool events happening around town. Yeah, yep. This first song we're going to play is called So Fine. It's an original. Right. Check it out.
Right on. Go for it, guys.
Thank you.
was pretty hip guitar playing.
Screaming.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, right on. Thanks.
And
thanks,
this
y'all.
Is the who?
Big shout out to Merv, grandson, and Jacques. Hey, guys, how you doing out there? Anyway.
Yeah, Jacques.
Jacques.
Yeah, it's a song called So Fine. You'll be hearing that on our upcoming EP, expected around April.
Does the drummer have any shout-outs?
Real loud!
Shout-out to our homies for supporting us and coming out to our stuff. We hope to see you tomorrow. If anyone's listening, come out to Lana Luz tomorrow. Come see us. Come. Be there.
Lana Luz.
8 o'clock. Till late. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
It's going to be a bit of alcohol, but it should be a good time.
I like that. I like how we put the butt in there because you know what? It doesn't always take alcohol to have a good time.
You don't have to take it, you know, but it's available there. So.
But if you like a drink.
You might want to come.
But when you're home today.
Whee!
All right, you guys.
What's the next song?
Shall we hit Out There, I'm thinking?
Yeah, sure.
Hit it out there.
Yeah, this song, it's called Out There. Yeah, inspired by some cool experiences in the forest.
Yeah?
Sorry, so
were
it's...
any of these experiences influenced in any way?
Yeah, in the forest. Yeah, we like to use those psychedelic mushrooms.
we I hear they can be therapeutic.
Yeah, therapeutic, that's exactly the word. I think every human deserves
well, a
that
lot of shaman
experience.
Across a lot of shaman across a couple of continents would agree.
Right on. Yeah, so this song's called Out There. Hopefully we take you out there.
And we don't advocate anything that would be bad for you.
It's not bad.
Medicine Show. We're going to come right back in just a moment here on CITR. We're coming right back.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk, approach any SafeWalk team, or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Hi, I'm your New Year boyfriend, DJ Ray and Jason Lawrence. JJ, how's everybody doing?
Hi, not to be too mellow after that great music, but you know, kids these days.
So yes. We got enough volume coming out of these things here?
We're doing the best we can, yeah.
No, bring up the volume a little bit. So we got to get, now that the music's not on, we come up
yeah,
near
but
the
when
red.
The music starts. Yeah,
we'll bring it back down, yeah. So, guys,
yeah.
Right on. Hey,
it's great.
So, first of all, Do you got any shout outs to some family and friends? Say your name and then your
shout out to Griffin, Theo, Devin Bennett, Robbie Hamilton, Amanda, Ashley, Darla. Let me think. Mom and Dad too,
hard.
I guess. Yeah, and that's all. And all my other friends I just forgot too.
Uh oh,
those guys too. I love you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. Yeah.
Shouts out to Aurora. Shouts out to...
Oh, yeah, Aurora. Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah, all the echo, homies echo, we jammed echo. With at Jake Shoechuck's the other night for New Year's. I was hella turned. Sick.
Girls, that was Massimo.
Yeah, so how many more should we play, like, for y'all?
Just keep going, man. And cool. And so we'll do two more and get out of... See, okay, let's follow up. You know, this is going to be the end of the Medicine Show for this Friday night in a few minutes. So we'll do all the obligatory stuff. Any shout-outs to you? I mean, anything that you want to say about your websites again?
Yeah, get people at? So yeah, we're kids these days. We're from North Vancouver.
We're the kids.
Check out House Shows on Facebook. Like their page to stay up to date with the gigs we're participating in. They're putting on a lot of dope events around town. We're going to be doing some more forest sessions this upcoming summer, hosting live music out in the forest. A bunch of bands are going to come out. We did one up in the Seymour Demonstration Forest last summer. And we also got art shows happening on North Vancouver with live music. And hopefully these events will keep taking place and y'all can come out and check out the vibes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I would like to keep, like, make sure that we stay in touch so that we can know more about these events called the Sessions. These are sessions in the woods, sessions in different places, and you're part of organizing these things to bring them together, especially the art gallery things we want to know more about. So look forward to hearing more from you and your band Kids These Days with a Z. Days. I'm in a daze. Where does the band name come from?
Kids the Blaze.
Was it just a cool name and Blaze and Kids?
Our really good friend Jared, actually, he came up with it.
Yeah, not Jared.
He was singing with our group recently. Yeah.
Okay, not the drummer, Dave.
Shout out to Jared Page. Jared.
Okay. We're big fans of Jarrett Plett from the Sons of Granville. Another big plug for the Sons of Granville.
Plett. I've seen them around.
Yeah, Jarrett Plett.
Oh, well, that's good.
Right on.
All right. And so there. We also want to thank Marvin Thiele. Thiele.
And your next
which
song,
is also referred to.
Your next song is
Highland Highway. Yeah, enjoy.
This is the last song, yeah.
Yeah, man. Enjoy, everybody. Feel free to scream.
Yeah.
When it gets there.
Let's do that. like to thank Kids These Days, featuring Matt Houston, Mattson Moore, Massimo Andolfato, Spencer Chapman, and Marvin Thiel, is properly pronounced Thiele? Right on.
All
right. It's the Medicine right Show. On. Thank you, everybody. You know that I love you all. It's a big new year. Everybody
Happy
to try
year, yes.
do better and be better people. Lots of love and thanks to God. Bye.
Stay tuned for the late night show coming up next.
You are listening to Tim.
One, zero.